Paul McGee is his name. He's a Sunday Times best-selling author and is one of Europe's leading speakers on change, inspiring leadership and resilience and well-being. He created the Sumo brand in 2002, which stands for Shut Up, Move On. His new book is Yes, The Sumo Secrets to Being a Positive, Confident Teenager. It's endorsed by Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes, and proceeds from the book will go to the mental health charity Young Minds. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Hi, Hannah. It's great to be with you again.
Oh, it's lovely to have you back with us again. Thanks for joining us. And what a great idea for a book, and quite timely, it seems, as well, helping people with mental health issues.
It's interesting because in some respects, my Sumo book, which was the adult version of Sumo, if you like to put it that way, came out in 2005. And even then, 15 years ago, I was thinking about the idea of how to make my messages available for young people, and started writing the book and researching it last year, completely unaware of exactly what the world would be facing in 2020. So, yes, it was relevant when I started writing it, but to say its relevance is even more important now has been really amped up is an understatement.
Yeah, and unfortunately, bullying has probably always been a thing that some children have to go through at school, and you know, when they're young. But in recent years, with social media and the internet, unfortunately, it seems to be easier to happen.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think we all, whatever our age, you know, none of us are magically born with a set of life tools and skills to help us navigate these sometimes turbulent times. But again, you're right. I mean, there wasn't any iPhones until 2007. So it's in the last 13 years where young people have become more prone to, I think, some of the good aspects of social media, but you're definitely right, some of the negative as well. I mean, I think Instagram's only been out 10 years, and I think it's this projection of perfectionism that people have. So it's not even the physical bullying, i.e. I'm hitting you. It's almost like that psychological, you're not enough, you're not worth it. And I think the nature of who every single person is an intrinsic sense of worth and value, whatever you look at, whatever your so-called beauty or appearance is. And it's good to celebrate being healthy and having a fit body if you've got a fit body, but there's a bit more to it than that. And I think sometimes social media encourages a very superficial view of people rather than the depth I think are really needed.
I read an article recently about these young teenage girls who were literally obsessed with the likes or that they were getting or not getting on Instagram, particularly also Facebook, but mainly Instagram, you know, putting up a photograph of themselves. And if they didn't get a certain amount of likes, they were absolutely devastated and felt that nobody liked them. People didn't think they were pretty enough. I mean, it's just awful.
It is, and you hope that not everyone is, you hope it's a passing season, but I was in London recently visiting my daughter, and we went out for an evening meal, and there was four girls probably aged, I don't know, probably between 18 and 20, 21, and the first hour, they did order some drinks, but they just spent time taking photos of each other and posing. Then going into the bathroom for goodness knows how long, and my daughter's going, yeah, they'll be taking various photos in there. And you're thinking, honestly, yeah, celebrate the fact you're having a nice drink somewhere with some friends, but then actually get on and enjoy the relationships yes. you have with the people in the room, rather than this constant need to feel I've got to prove my worth and my value to actually people who, many of them, will be complete strangers. It is sad, but my book is about hope. It's about saying yes to life. It's about supporting one another. It's about saying yes to not giving up. It's saying yes to being curious and to looking after the planet. So although I think the book will help young people with their mental health and emotional well-being, it's not trying to take things from a negative stance. It's about celebrating life, celebrating the opportunity of being on this planet and saying yes to our potential. So I hope the book will be a very, very positive book in many ways, not just about dealing with young people's self-esteem.
Yeah, and confidence is a big thing. You know, there's lots of adults, of course, who aren't confident, and you don't need to be confident to get through life, but it helps to kind of, even if you're not confident, confident, to not be as bothered if people don't like you or don't agree with you. And if you can get that as a youngster, that can help you throughout your life.
It certainly can. I mean, we all want to feel good about ourselves, and we all do need some validation from other people as well. So I think that's where families can be really helpful. And I think also it is about, for young people, and I suppose anybody, finding something that they enjoy, that they're good at as well. Because, you know, the two words linking very much with each other is confidence, but also competence. I'm good at something. So at school, I never excelled at sport, but I was pretty good at drama and public speaking. You know, my wife, she wasn't great at particularly any standout subject, but then she took up swimming and ended up swimming for England aged 15. Yeah. So I think we will always have an awareness of what people think of us. It's just maybe wired into our DNA, but it's also not placing too much emphasis on that and getting on with life and celebrating who you are, your own uniqueness, finding something you love that you're good at and celebrating it and get on with it.
Yeah, that's the thing, celebrating your uniqueness. So many young people and older people as well, adults, want to be like everyone else. And again, when you're looking at people online, it's easy to think, oh, I wish I had hair like that, or I wish my body looked like that, I wish I had their clothes. And we're always kind of striving to be like other people, where if we learn to appreciate and love ourselves more, we'd be a lot happier.
We would. I mean, I've got a phrase actually I use in both this book and a book aimed at adults as well, which is stop regretting who you aren't and celebrating who you are, you know. And I think we can spend so much time, as you say, spending life comparing ourselves to others. I'm saying spend your life getting curious about the world, about yourself, about learning, about adventure. And, you know, don't waste this opportunity. You know, it's over 1,000,000-to-1 chance that you will be the person you are. When that sperm was trying to find an egg, it was joined by a few other millions, and only one made it in the end. So we're born a winner. So let's flip and get on with it.
Yeah, definitely. And the other thing that your book mentions, which I think is really important, because we're always told that the importance of being happy and how to be happy and things. It's okay not to be okay.
100%. And I think, again, we all have feelings, and they fluctuate a great deal. And, you know, a few minutes ago, I was feeling a little bit disappointed I might not be on your show. That's now changed again because of technology sorted that out. But I think we just need to understand that it's not wrong to not always feel happy. You know, sometimes we won't, for all kinds of reasons. Sometimes it's our hormones, it's the weather, it's life circumstances, it's disappointments, it's setbacks. You know, to feel mad, bad or sad is okay. And in the book, I talk about hippo time. You know, hippos need a bit of a wallow sometimes, and so do we. But the other important point is, yes, we need some hippo time. It's okay, but it is temporary. It's a detour. It's not a destination. And the concern I have is that sometimes people get low, and then they get lower and lower and lower. Mm. And it's like detour, not destination. Remember that.
Yeah, it's a good message. And when you are feeling low, it's knowing and understanding how to deal with it and what you can do to, as you say, get yourself out of it. And, you know, whether it's talking to someone or, you know, whatever you need to kind of, pull yourself out
of it. Absolutely. I mean, in the teens book, although it's fascinating that we've sent out some preview copies that parents wanted for their kids, and I'm getting pictures back of the parents reading it before their kids. And I think because it's very visually illustrated and very accessible, you know, we even wrestled for ages on what font we should use. It does seem it's really accessible for anybody, any age. But in the book, when I talk about hippos do it and so should you, which is about hippo time, I actually have 12 strategies. You won't use all of them, but you could use when you're in hippo time to help you. And one of them is showing kindness to someone else, because you can be so inward looking about how you're feeling. But actually, when you're outward looking and think about sending a text message or WhatsApp message or picking up the phone or just doing something nice for someone else in whatever way it is, you end up feeling better yourself. So, maybe we're all in this together. It's not supposed to be a journey that we take on our own. And isn't it interesting that sometimes when we're feeling down, when we support others, it makes us feel good as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, there's some great messages in your latest book. As always, it's called Yes, The Sumo Secrets to Being a Positive, Confident Teenager. And it's on our website for listeners to get a copy via that, tre.radio. Paul McGee, thank you so much for joining us again.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks, Hannah. Take care.
You too.